USA Radio News.
The comparison is ridiculous. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who doubled down on a question from Fox reporter Peter Ducey on Tuesday. He asked why her tweet calling the 2016 election stolen isn't held to the same standard as so-called MAGA Republicans questioning the validity of the 2020 election.
You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now,
why would so that happen? Let's be really clear that that comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and the what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is continuing the momentum he thinks he gained after last Thursday's speech in Philadelphia. Lance Pry has the story.
President Biden continues to hate on Americans over the Labor Day weekend in campaign rallies. Both Republicans and Democrats are disappointed in the president's divisive rhetoric.
The biggest contrast from what MAGA Republicans, the extreme right, the Trumpies.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Across the pond, Liz Truss has taken over as UK Prime Minister. The challenges of her position include pressure to curb soaring prices, boost the economy, ease labor unrest, and fix a healthcare system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. And lawyers for Elon Musk and Twitter battled it out during a hearing in Delaware on Tuesday over the fate of their stalled $44 billion merger agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A study showing how getting in a certain number of steps each day can slow down the onset of dementia has been released, and it could give hope to those at risk for the disease.
The more steps somebody walks, the less chance they have of coming down with dementia. That's according to a new study that says getting around 4,000 to around 10,000 steps per day is recommended to reduce that risk. Those between 40 and 79 who achieved the high end of the scale were 50% less likely to get dementia over a 7-year period. Those who got fewer steps in but did so at a faster pace saw their risk decline by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There she is. Former Miss America Kara Mund gathered enough petition signatures to appear on the ballot as an independent in North Dakota's at-large House seat, and Democrat Mark Haugen announced he's dropping out of the race. Mund cited abortion rights as a main factor in deciding to launch her bid as an independent. CVS is in advanced talks to acquire the home health care company Signify Health for $8 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. CVS appears to have beat out other heavy hitters, including Amazon and United Health Group, which has been circling Signify for a deal that could be announced soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.